With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, hello and welcome, dear listener. This is a brand new episode of EvoStick Extra here on Audio Boom. Or if you've not got an Audio Boom account, you can get us on iTunes, or you can listen to us on FCUM Radio, or, of course, the delightful Whitby Town Radio. Speaking of which, coming up in the show, we'll be hearing from Whitby Town Radio's very own Andrew Snaith with his views on all the fixtures which are coming up this weekend. And we'll also be speaking to the delightful James Hayes from the EvoStick NPL Facebook group to hear his views on the weekend's fixtures which have just passed us by. But coming up next, here's the news with Ben. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben. And we start this week's news with the news that the NPL Football Academy now has its own match centre on the EvoStick Northern Premier League official website. So you can now visit that section of the website and see fixtures, tables and results, as well as other features from the website's main match pages. And that officially went live on Wednesday following testing by developers from the NPLFA and Pitchero, the website's host. The EvoStick NPL became the first league in English football to launch a youth league and football academy, combining football with further education. And that all started this season. So head over to the official EvoStick website and have a butcher's at how glorious it is. Elsewhere, Division 1 Southside Leake Town have launched their annual Easter Egg Appeal for local children. Originally the brainchild of supporter Brian Spittles, this year's appeal will see volunteers from the 1st Division 1 South Blues handing out Easter eggs to youngsters from Horton Lodge Special School when they arrive at Harrison Park on Saturday the 4th of April to see Lee Caswell's promotion chasers take on Romulus. Blues chairman Andrew Wayne launched the appeal on Monday and he's now appealing for fans to drop off their Easter egg donations to the club's office this week before the match against Colville Town on Saturday the 28th of March. And that concludes this week's news. However, there's now going to be a special announcement brought to you by me a couple of days ago. This surrounds this year's EvoStick NPL Player of the Year Awards. And so over to me to explain more. Ben? Well, hello, boys and girls, and it's that time of the season that you've all been waiting for here on the EvoStick NPL show. It's the nominations for this year's EvoStick League Pitchero Supporters Player of the Season 2014-2015. Nathan Cartman, Darlington, 1883.
Nathan Cartman has set the First Division North alight with his goal-scoring prowess this season. With 36 goals in all competitions being scored by November with Harrogate Railway, now with Darlington 1883, his form is certainly helping the Quakers in their hunt for promotion.
Jordan Cole, Newcastle Town.
One of the youth products raised by a strong academy at Newcastle, as well as sitting on top of the goalscorers list in Division 1 South, Jordan has been crucial in ensuring the Castle are well and truly in the title race.
Robert Dale, Blyth Spartans.
The broadsheets have deemed him the best player to never have turned professional. Robbie Dino, as he is known with the fans, has helped Blyth not only maintain pace in the playoff hunt, but also in making history once again in the FA Cup, helping them reach the third round and almost beyond a double against Birmingham City.
Thomas Greaves, FC United of Manchester.
Making his second appearance in two seasons, last year's runner-up is once again nominated. Greaves has been crucial this season with the Rebels' latest attempt at winning the league, with all 18 league goals this campaign coming from open play. The FC favourite will be looking to go one better this season.
Alistair Wadicar, Bamber Bridge.
A name feared by most opposing managers on any team sheet in the First Division North. The Bridge winger receives the final nod after impressive displays all season. A versatile player able to make chances as well as a proven scorer.
So, Voting is now open. You can only vote once. If you vote more than once, the moderators of the MPL Facebook group have assured us that they will delete all of your votes. So just vote once. Voting closes on the 30th at 11:59pm prompt. To vote, please visit the official league website at evostickleague.co.uk or by visiting the MPL Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. We'll also put a link up on our Audio Boom page. But that's this year's nominations. Enjoy yourselves, folks. Go out and vote. And good luck to all the nominees this year. I hope you all win. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and good luck. Right, let's draw our eyes now to last weekend's fixtures. And, well, there's only one place we can turn to. He's been stuck in Oldham for days. It's James Hayes from the Evostick NPL Facebook group. Hello, James.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Very tired. But
more importantly, how's Oldham? How's Oldham? Is that okay? Is nice still there?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I've just walked past Further Wood Road, a nice little building to the right-hand side of me there. Nice little victory a couple of years ago, but that was fading for Ratcliffe, so...
Yeah, that's gone of those days. Anyway, so... right. First up, how are the awards going?
I'm surprised by the lack of major argument about it. Obviously, 4 out of 5 of the players nominated the strikers, but when it comes to a public vote and when people can nominate for players, you're always going to look at strikers anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean... Awadika, I think it's the first time in 3 seasons and a player that wasn't a striker has got into the award. Before that, it was Nick Culkin and Thomas at Carlton, if I remember his name correctly. So apologies if I get it wrong. So naturally, it's always going to be like that. But when it comes to the final vote, the right players are up there. End of the day, it was a public vote. The public has spoken. And we've got our final 5.
Well, as we just said with that nice little piece of audio, get voting. But remember, folks, to only vote once. Because James is onto you, people. He's like Quincy, right? But social media world, he'll find out if you've been cheating. So enough about all that. Let's turn our eyes now to fixtures and results, more importantly. And, well, it's been a significant weekend and week, I'm going to suggest, for the league title. But we'll go through the scores in alphabetical order. Barwell 3, Nantwich Town 2. That's quite a significant result for Nantwich Town.
Yeah, Barwell again keeping up on their playoff form at the moment. A good 3 points that needed there. Nantwich, they're right back into it now after saying last week they might have just skipped out of it. Now looking, I've got the table in front of me and it is pretty interesting down that bottom end at the moment,
isn't it?
So you've got 5 teams there. 2 of them we said we thought no chance. They're never going to be down there. I'm going to do a Berkey U-turn and saying it's right back on it now.
Well, you can't get more back on it than right back on it.
Exactly. But Nantwich obviously signing Shotton this week as well. Hopefully that's going to improve their forward, their attacking up front. But we've seen it happen at Marine. Is it going to be pulled off? Depends in the next few weeks.
Let's focus on this relegation battle then and the results that came in on Saturday. Frickley Athletic 2, Witton Albion 3. That was we described it as a proper 6-pointer last weekend. Just to say about Frickley Athletic, they did get a much better result midweek. They drew 1 apiece with Hillsborough in town, whereas Witton Albion got beat by Kingsland Town. And do you reckon that's enough now for Kingsland to move out?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that with results at the moment. I mean, obviously, it's less than 10 games to go for all the teams, and it's still pretty tight down there. Mm-hmm. We've noticed it in the last couple of weeks with results.
But surely, Kingsland now are on 48 points. I should say on Saturday as well, they got a 1-0 draw against Ashton United, a credible result, certainly. But we surmised last week on the NPL show that you only need 50 points, really, to stay up, and they're only 2 shy, aren't they?
Yeah, but I think this is going to be a season where we've seen it in a couple of divisions, 50 points possibly might not even be enough this year, right, in my opinion, because of how close it is down the bottom. I know a lot of the bottom teams don't play each other looking at the fixtures to come. Mm-hmm. And if they have, obviously, it's coming towards the last day of the season. So it could be a point. This will be the first time a team goes down on 50 points.
What do you think of Frickley then?
Frickley, they've...
Because they're currently the fourth from bottom team.
Yeah. Last couple of weeks, I think they've massively slipped up after me saying I think they were safe, they're fine. everything like that. Depends how fast they can get the strike force back. I know Alex picked up another knock in the last couple of weeks, so that's another big, big loss for Frickley. It all depends if they're willing to be spending the way out of it again, as some of the teams down the bottom end seem to be doing. I don't think that's the right attitude at this moment in time, because if it doesn't pay off, you're looking at a couple of seasons in the Division 1 North or South. So it all depends on what Frickley can do. They've got the ability on the pitch to win and get out of that fight, and not even then put pressure on the other two divisions to perform. But even then, it is going to be really, really close down there, and no one can afford to slip up.
Frickley at the moment do have a game in hand over pretty much everyone down that bottom end of the wood, barring Whitby Town. I am missing a significant name. Ramsbottom United have loads of games in hand, but on Saturday they got beat at home to Stourbridge by 1-0, and midweek drew with Buxton 1-1. Rame, we've said this numerous times, they might have the games in hand, but they do need to get the points, don't they?
Yeah, obviously they've got a game, as we're speaking, they're getting ready to play Blyth tonight in what I'm saying is a really crucial game for both teams. It could affect both seasons.
Say it. Say boom, bang, a bang. Go on, you know you want to.
Boom, bang, a bang. Go on, why not? But obviously, without saying, I don't know the result this time as we're recording, but if whoever's lost that game is going to be either out the relegation fight or really deep in there. Because Ram, I know Shenton's scoring for Ramy at the moment, but it's not.
Ramy, you're playing Blyth?
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, just to say, Blyth, we're not saying that you're in the relegation battle, just to say.
Well, yeah.
You said whoever loses is in the relegation battle. So,
well,
don't say that.
If Blyth lose, I think they can't afford to lose that one, even with the games in hand they've got, especially with results up the top end of the table at the moment.
Well, do you want to bounce up to the top of the table again? Blyth Spartans 3, Rush Olympic 3, arguably the game of the day on Saturday in front of 451. I don't mean on paper, it's really a mid-table game, but certainly the excitement on Twitter for that match.
Big, obviously Blyth was still with the games in hand, and obviously with Robbie Dale getting nominated, I know he's a... After reading the Twitter comments after I announced the final five, their fan base seems to be really up for it now. It's like we've got a player in the top five. They've noticed now that everyone's talking about Blyth Spartans outside the FA Cup. Yep. Obviously, once a non-league team gets knocked out of it,
are they struggling a bit? Because not struggling, but are they not taking their opportunities? Because on Tuesday, Blyth Spartans won Barwell 1.
That with Barwell again, it was always going to be a tough game. Again, Barwell are great defensively. I think fatigue starting to pick up with them a little bit. I mean, again, I think they've got to play next Thursday night as well. As someone's pointed out to me on the Facebook page today, it's only one day this year they've not played yet, and that's only Wednesday night. And I think if you've got to go to Powerwell, that's going to get a field anyway. But I think fatigue starting to kick in a little bit for Blyth at this moment in time. Yeah. Not to say that it's going to hold them back, because again, they are still grinding draws, and if they are losing, it's only about a one. So they've still got the potential to get up to the playoffs.
Well, draws are draws. It's 2 points out of six. It's not the end of the world. Just go speak to Stamford. I mean, Stamford on Saturday went to Trafford and drew 2-2. And then midweek, Stamford drew again against Rushall, 0-0. Steady as she goes at Stamford. They need those points, though, don't they, really, those 2 points?
Yeah. They needed the 2 points, and not only that, they need to get... The only time Stamford can pick up points at the moment is on the road, so it's a good 2 points, but it's not really what they need to be looking for. They need to be winning games away.
Well, let me tell you, FC United are coming to town this weekend, and Stamford have never won at that stadium. But then again, mate, neither's FC. So, you know. Oh, I love repeating jokes someone else has told me. Also on Saturday, just to finish off the relegation battling teams, Matlock Town 0, Workington 1, a good result for Workington. And also Marine 1, Ilkeston 2 with a midweek results. I've missed off Grantham 0, Whitby Town 1, obviously. I'll come back to the other title contenders shortly. But firstly, a mention for Marine. We keep saying it every week. Do you just want to say it one last time?
I think they're done.
Right, good. Well, not good. That's terrible. But anyway, Matlock Town, though, losing at home to Workington. Workington, very good side. Tough to beat. Not the end of the world, I don't think.
No, again, Matlock are still getting used to the new management team for a second time this season now anyway.
There was a match on Wednesday as well involving Matlock where they went to Whitby Town and drew one apiece. So, you know. Let's deal with the top end of the table now, and it's been a big week for FC United of Manchester. Firstly, going to Hales Owen and defeating them by 1-0. I think we said last week, didn't we? It was either going to end 0-0 or 1-0 to somebody. And there we go.
Exactly.
And midweek, a hell of a match took place at the Thameslade Stadium. 1-0 again between FC United and Workington. A result that puts FC 7 points clear with a game in hand over Ilkeston.
I said it last week, I think. It's a lot of teams are going to be looking to fight for second place now. It's 3 wins teams need now, or FC United to drop points heavily to get back in contention. Ilkeston are the only team that could really challenge them at this moment in time, because Ashton are dropping in form a little bit. Ilkeston are not getting the results they need, but they've still got an opportunity. I think Workington are just, even though Workington have still got a chance, their form's wavering a bit. I know they've won games, but when FC United have, another stat I've learnt this week.
Yeah.
Since November, FC United have only dropped 4 points.
4 points?
That's the scary thought.
Right.
So if that's something, that's going to strike a lot of fear into other teams at the moment. Anyone who's playing FC United. Greaves, again, fantastic player. Right, in my opinion, a rightful nomination for the awards. It's FC's to win. If they don't win this division now, they've got to really look at themselves and wonder how have they thrown it away. But they've seen it happen 3 or 4 times this season, Buxton and Skelmersdale. It is possible, but I don't see FC United doing it.
Just to reaffirm those results from the weekend as well, involving other teams in playoff and title contention, Ilkeston 2, Marine 1 and Workington 1-0 away at Matlock Town. And obviously Ashton United drawing one apiece with Kings Lynn. Certainly not out of playoff contention. Kers and Ashton drawing 0-0 with Buxton in the week. And Buxton not really moving at all, because Buxton drew 1-1 with Ramy, as we said. How do you see the playoff picture shaping up then? Because obviously Skem are the elephant in the room, having played 40 games. Yeah. 2 points clear of Curzon, who've got 3 games in hand.
Again, Skelmersdale, I think with what's happened in the last couple of weeks, that's really hit him again. They're definitely one of the teams I can see dropping out of that relegation, the playoff race.
Yeah.
Or a bit more than anyone else. I think Buxton as well, the games they've played is going against them as well, because you've got Barwell 2 points behind. If they win that, they're capable of just jumping straight across them. And we know what Barwell are like as a team. If they're not playing defensively, they do like to attack. Again, they've got Anthony Carney ready on to go get them goals if they need to. So I think I'd say Buxton would struggle to get in that playoff spot. And again, Blyth, they've still got the potential to do it.
Yeah.
But that for Blyth tonight, it depends on the result. I think the main playoff fights now between Curzon, Barwell and potentially Blyth, depending on tonight. I think Buxton, unless results go towards them, I think they're going to slip away. But right, they can look back at this season, especially after people saying that we would be down the bottom end of the table this year. So it's a win-win for Buxton, whatever happens. If we get the playoffs, fantastic. But,
and on that note, James, I think that's a good time to draw a line under this week's discussions. Thank you, as always, for joining us on Evo Stick Extra. Would you like to give a plug for the delightful MPL Facebook group?
No problem. Facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter @the MPL group. And again, you've got just over a week and a half left to nominate for your Supporters Player of the Year. Links are on both them pages as well.
And seriously, listeners at home, please, on Saturday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, Just be nice. That's all I want to say. Just be nice. It's fine.
Yeah.
James Hayes, thanks for joining us on this week's show, and we'll be hearing from you next week, I'm sure. Right. Thank you to James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, but it's now time to stop thinking about the past and look to the future, and to join me, to look to the future together, all as one big collective of non-league people. It's Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hello, Andy. Okay.
Evening, Ben. Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. Good to be with you.
Good. Now, obviously, at time of recording, there's a certain football match taking place up your neck of... Is it your neck of the woods, or it's involving Blyth Spartans, isn't it?
Playing Ramsbottom, 60 miles away, but yeah, nah, yeah. Next
so,
woods,
yeah. Yeah, so yeah, we can't comment on that match, but we can certainly comment on this Saturday's fixtures. And firstly, we should mention Whitby Town. There's been a little bit of excitement, journalistic excitement. You're a football journalist. You know how things work. You love to throw in as many characters as you can. 15th place, Whitby Town. Are you in danger?
We were certainly thinking that this time last week, and we're not getting complacent and thinking we're no longer under any threat of relegation. But 4 points in the last two games, a 1-0 victory, hard fought at Grantham on Saturday, and a dramatic 1-1 draw last night against Matlock Town, Wednesday night against Matlock Town. Amazing game, actually. Matlock will feel very, very aggrieved. They took the lead in the first half. Jamie McDonough, who looks a really, really useful prospect, on loan from Sheffield United, Northern Ireland under-21 international, no less, put them ahead in the first half. They really should have wrapped the game up about 92 minutes on the clock. On the break, one-on-one with a keeper, managed to get offside from a tap-in, and then Whitby goes straight up the other end and practically with the last kick of the game, off the post, steal one right at the end. So dramatic stuff on the North Yorkshire coast. So 4 points in two games, just feeling a little bit more relaxed about proceedings.
Now, Andrew Simpson, not the, of Darlington fame, but of Cheshire fame, the posh one, he says that 50 points might be the mark needed to stay up this year. And you're only 4 points off that, assuming you believe 50 points is the target.
It's not a bad shot, 50 points, yeah. Shows the standard, really.
Yes.
I think in years gone by, you'd have gone 30 points or so, and that might have been okay.
Well, if you look at Frickley, Frickley have got 40 points. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're fourth from bottom currently, which is amazing when you think about it. It shows how good the league has been this year, really. Anyway,
yeah.
Enough of that. Right, so let's talk about this weekend's fixtures, and we'll start with, in alphabetical order, Ashton United against Matlock Town, the aforementioned Matlock Town. Phil Lindley's been in touch to say, after an unfortunate late equaliser at Whitby on Wednesday, we're hoping for 3 points at Ashton this weekend. Be happy with a draw, though. Matlock have really turned the season around for them, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely right. And having seen them firsthand in midweek, I can see why. Very good side. And all these young players, I think they've got four players on loan from Sheffield United, getting some football there. Matlock, Matt Hume's doing a superb job there. And yeah, 8 wins out of 12. Record moment, you can see I've been doing research.
Yes, you have, yes.
I think they've got a good chance of getting a result at Ashton. I was impressed by, but...
Ashton are currently third, with a game in hand over Ilkeston, 2 points off second spot.
Ashton terrific going forward. They're strong, they're well-drilled, as you would expect from a side managed by Paul Phillips and Steve Halford. But I don't know... Team Matlock, I fancy them to maybe spring a surprise.
Now, the next team we're going to talk about have to do something remarkable and squeeze in 18 games in the remaining 5 weeks of the season, and that's Ramsbottom United. They're away at basement side Belper Town this weekend. We've said it over numerous weeks now, it's one thing having games in hand, it's another thing trying to squeeze three fixtures in a week.
Yeah, again, Belper I've seen quite recently, and their position a little bit misleading. They certainly weren't playing like the bottom club when we took them on. I fancy Belper there.
Belper? Wow.
I do fancy Belper. There you go. Yeah.
My goodness.
it's out there.
The lights just went out in Lancashire all of a sudden. They got wind of what you just said. Amazing. Okay, so
this will be shut down. That'll be that.
Let's move on to the next fixture, and it's one for a side in your neck of the woods. Blyth Spartans, they're hosting Stanwood Bridge. Blyth Spartans, another side with a load of games in hand, but they're stuttering a bit, aren't they, with draws and the odd loss here and there?
Yeah, the Blyth juggernaut has slowed slightly. Stour Bridge, they started so well at the start of the season as well. I mean, it's not been a sudden slow off the juggernaut, just like a very gradual change down to a stop with some temporary traffic lights in front. I just think that Blyth will probably have too much for Stour Bridge, but overall, having seen them recently as well, I think Curzon might just have enough to edge out Blyth for that final playoff spot.
Halesowe in town are hosting your beloved Whitby Town, and before you pass judgment on this one, Rob Lloyd, of course, has been in touch to say, hoping for a Yelts win. Had a great season in the MPL, but could do with a win after a run of draws and defeats. Don't want the season to end poorly. Now, Halesowe, obviously FC United played last weekend. I've now seen them firsthand, and I think we were right last week when we said that game was either going to draw, was either going to finish 0-0 or 1-0. Very tough side, Halesowe. How do you think you're going to get on?
Yeah, I can't argue with you. Yeah, very good at the back. Don't score many goals. Could say the same for Whitby, really. So it might have 0-0 written all over it, which would be quite depressing after a 200-mile drive over there. 8:30, the Whitby Town bus goes, which is horrible, horrible prospect. I think it'll be cagey. It could be 0-0, 1-1, something like that. I fancy Whitby to get a draw. Just a little bit of confidence in these last two games for them. Looking forward to seeing the Grove for the first time at Hillzone. That's a bit of character about the ground. Even Mark Joyce said so. So I look forward to it.
Now, moving a bit higher up the table, Ilkeston are hosting Buxton this weekend. Andrew McNeil, from a Buxton perspective, says, chance to shake things up with the Bucks to beat Ilkeston this weekend. Always competitive, and we can definitely do it. Up the Bucks. Now, Ilkeston, do you reckon they've still got sights on the league title, even though they're now 7 points behind?
Well, they've still got sights on it. I mean, whether they've got enough to unseat FC, it's FC's to lose. Whether you might not like to hear that or not for its jinxing
properties. I'm over it now. People have been saying it's this August. It's only just turned true now. Anyway,
Buxton will be happy to be away. I think the home form is pretty terrible up at the Silverland. Certainly struggling for wins over there. Derbyshire derby.
Yes,
easy for me to say.
Oh, just
hey, yes.
Aren't Ilkeston in Nottinghamshire?
No.
No, definitely Derbyshire.
It's nearer Nottingham, but it's...
Hey, I'll bow to your better knowledge. You've clearly got better geography skills than I have. Just to say about Buxton, do you think that the playoffs is out of reach for them?
Yeah, they've played so many games now. You know, they've lost a lot of them. They've dropped so many points. I can't see them getting there. Not quite. I've seen better from the likes of Curzon and Blythe this year, and I think that those clubs will both pip Buxton.
Elsewhere down the bottom, this I don't think it's a 6-point necessarily anymore, but it's Marine against Frickley Athletic, a must win, I'm going to suggest, for Frickley.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously it depends what happened a bit further up, whether the fourth bottom relegation spot actually counts as that. So a little bit of internal politics involving the conference itself, yes. And whether the right amount of teams will be relegated. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think Frickley will want to be risking it. As a fan of a team that got off because of a technicality due to a First Division North side, Camel Led, love them,
yes.
Kept us up. So I know the nervousness that Frickley will be suffering, and also fellow Yorkshire club, bit of Yorkshire solidarity. As much as I like Marine, I think everybody speaks quite highly of their ground, bit of character there, and always a good walk. I'm hoping that Frickley can stay up. Otherwise, our derby will probably be King's Lynn. You know, it's ridiculous now.
Of course. If you we spoke earlier about the 50-point mark, that assumes that teams like Frickley, like Ramsbottom, like Witton Albion, and the next team we're going to discuss, Nantwich Town, keep winning. If they keep winning, then teams like yourselves and King's Lynn have to look over your shoulder. Nantwich Town are hosting Rush Olympic this weekend.
Yeah, well, up until the last few weeks, I think Rushall weren't quite sure, and we're looking over their shoulders. Nantwich are a good side. I keep saying it. I'm surprised that they're in the position they're in. They always have a decent support, the Dabbers, and I think they could bring something there. I fancy a bit of a high scoring draw in that one.
Right, and also down that neck of the woods, Stamford are hosting FC United of Manchester, and as one FC pundit put it this weekend, sure, Stamford have never won at that stadium, but then again, neither have FC United, so it's all to play for. Stampy's been in touch to say it's going to go one of two ways for Stamford: an absolute tonking at home, and tonking is in capitals, or we sneak a 1-0 win. But he's not hopeful. And you can tell FC are doing well because we've had loads of correspondence in from FC United fans. But just to say, Adam Devlin, Stamford away. They're struggling, especially at home. We're in great form. All set for a 1-0 win to Stamford. And John Stenson has said, looking forward to my favourite away trip to the lovely town of Stamford. We will get to visit their new ground too. Hoping for another 3 points towards that title. We will have a huge following again. The FC Red Army is getting bigger all the time. And I can vouch for that because coaches are getting full. So, at Stamford against FC United Manchester, what do you think?
Goodness me. Yeah, well, I'm sure FC United fans will remember Durham City. We certainly do as Whip supporters.
And Stafford.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, Stamford. I'm jealous of you being able to see that new stadium. We'll see it in a few weeks' time. But,
yes.
Yeah. It's kind of, isn't it? But I'm sure as many away fans as there'll be, you know, Stamford's ranks will be swelled as well. It's always a fixture that attracts fans. It could be a close one, couldn't it? I think it might be, you know. Stampy mentioned of his alcohol as well, I'm sure. That will be obligatory. I think maybe he will be drinking to a victory tonight on Saturday. You just never know.
Just to say, some other games taking place as well. Trafford against Barwell. That's a good noise.
I think that's how both, sets of supporters feel. That makes a noise. Can they both lose? I don't know. Yeah, it's goodness me. No, it's either going to be 0-0 or a 5-5 shocker. I don't know. I think it's going to be a pretty drab affair. I feel sorry for both clubs, really. I mean, Trafford really welcomed us early this season. I'm sad to see where they are, and surprised as well. But they played some really good football then. Of course, you have taken one of the best strikers, but we won't talk about that.
Anyway, Witton Albion are hosting Skelmersdale United. Two things to say about this one. Witton Albion obviously need to keep winning, as we said about Nantwich and Frickley and the like. Skelmersdale United, don't they have about two games left this season or something?
Yeah, it's a bit Sunder League, isn't it? Yeah, they're waiting for everybody else to catch up, about 10 games behind. I fancy Witton. They need the points. They're still looking over those shoulders. Cliche.
Yes,
I fancy they'll win. Could be a good game, though. Maybe 3-2.
And lastly, on Saturday, Workington against Kingsley Town. Liam Rustling has been in touch to say 2-1 Workington. Good correspondence, that, Liam. What do you think?
Short and sweet, yeah.
Yes,
Kings and God, I was bemoaning our coach shutting off at 8:30. God, we'll be lucky. Kings at 6:30 probably. We still won't have left Norfolk by the time it's half past eight. Yeah, ridiculous, isn't it? That trip, that really is. It's the crazy derby there, mm-hmm. over to Cumbria. Got a fancy Workington. Kings in absolute garbage on the travels. So that pretty much guarantees them getting a shock victory. But yeah, I fancy Workington. I didn't mention them for the run for the playoffs, but yeah, Workington will definitely be in there.
Just to cover off some Tuesday night games, Frick Athletic are hosting Kings Lynn, Marine are hosting Blyth Spartans, Ramsbottom United are hosting Barwell, Stamford are hosting Curzon, and Witton Albion are hosting Rushall. I promised John Flanagan, by the way, that we'll be giving him no more ammunition for his team talks. So I think Curzon have got the league in the bag. And just to say, midweek, the Dudeson semi-final is underway. Warrington Town against Ilkeston, which I quite fancy has been quite a good game of football. So if you're in the Warrington Town area, head down to that one. Andrew, anything else to add?
No, nothing other than make sure you tune in for Whitby Town Radio on Saturday afternoon.
Yes. So would you like to give a plug to Whitby Town Radio and the great Hales Owen coverage you're going to bring this weekend?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, and also reminding me to actually ask Hales Owen.
That's a good idea. They do have plugs, just to say electric is available, just to let you know.
They're more advanced down in the West Midlands. Yeah, and if you log on to whitby-town.com, find the links at the top left and the top right of the screen and down the side as well, Whitby Town Radio, and enjoy a very northern slant on proceedings. A very, very long journey. I'll have had about 3 hours sleep and we'll be in some kind of zombie-like stupor throughout.
Are you covering any Darlington matches or anything like that? Because you
did
that a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, we will. We'll have, we just sort of record their coverage and put it out later on.
Yes.
Unless it's midweek. So, we'll be covering Darlington. I think they're at home to Prescott on Saturday. So we'll have that one on after the Whitby game Saturday evening.
Brilliant. That's good. Right.
All good.
Andrew Snay, thanks for joining us once again on Evo Stick Extra, and I wish you all the best for this weekend.
Thanks, Ben. Pleasure.
And now for your correspondence. Jonathan Wood has been in touch to say Bamber Bridge are at home and it is the ultimate six-pointer and I refuse to predict this one. This one in question being Saturday's encounter between Scarborough Athletic and Bamber Bridge. I'm going to predict, though, just to help you along there, Jonathan, that both teams are going to win. Laura Flint, from a Salford perspective, has said, it's a tricky away trip to Ossett Town for us. Need to win too. Keep pace with the rest. Indeed, Laura. While Neil Spofforth has been in touch to say, it's Ossett Town v Salford City. Who knows with us at the minute? Can beat anyone and lose to anyone. I think one of the sides will get a win, or else it will be a draw. Neil, I'm nicking that joke for next week's show. Thank you. While Alan Bateson has been in touch to say Scarborough v Bamber Bridge is the big one in Division 1 North, officially. Hoping for a Brig win, but I'll take a point, making this long journey for the second time this season. Fair play to Borough, it's pay what you want on the gate. That is excellent. So if you're in the East Yorkshire area, pay what you can at Scarborough. Division 1 North, game of the day, you heard it here first. Head to that one, Scarborough v Bamber Bridge. Pay what you can afford on the gate. Alan, I've said all that information without actually knowing if that's strictly true. So if you do go to Scarborough and it's not pay what you can on the gate, blame Alan Bateson. And that concludes this week's correspondence. Thank you, dear listener, for all your correspondence this week. Join us next week for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. Well, that's the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. My thanks to all my guests this week, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, and of course, the beautiful James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. Join us next week for a brand new Evo Stick Extra, out of the blue. It's another one. And remember, you can get in touch with this show via Twitter at NPL Show, or just by going on the NPL Facebook group and just saying, "Oi, Ben, what are you doing?" I've been Ben Hughes. Remember, if you've not done so already, to vote for this year's Player of the Season. But remember, folks, wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.